Good morning, brothers and sisters. I may greet all of you this morning for this service. Brother Eric already welcomed you. We greet also all those who are joining us online right now. And who are hearing this sermon and who we experience with us. May the Lord bless all of us worldwide who are joining us and who have fellowship with us. As the singers have sung, once more, O Lord, once more, O Lord, let the fire fall on us. The end time is here. Brothers and sisters, is this not our prayer, our wish, our desire this morning? Once more, O Lord, baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, each one of us, old and young. We are grateful to God for the blessing which we received last night. The Lord spoke to us through his word. And we are grateful that also this morning, he is in our midst. Not because we say it, but because the Lord himself promised it. And every promise of God is yes and amen. For the glory of God through us. We are grateful. As always, let us sing two songs for a start. We start with hymn number 16. Hymn 16. Whiter than the snow. Song 16. Whiter than the snow. Blessed be the fountain of blood, to a world of sinners revealed. Blessed be the dear Son of God, only by his stripes we were healed. Though I've wandered far from his fold, bringing to my heart pain and woe, wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Whiter than the snow, whiter than the snow. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Father, I have wandered from thee. Often has my heart gone astray. Crimson do my sins seem to me. Water cannot wash them away. Jesus, to that fountain of thine, leaning on thy promise I go. Cleanse me by thy washing divine, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Whiter than the snow, whiter than the snow. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than snow. Snow, wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Amen. Mighty is the helper in the time of need. His blood makes me whiter than snow. Also this morning, the Lord is present to help, to make everything well. Let us sing as the second song, song 18. I need thee every hour. Hymn 18. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour, in joy or pain. Come quickly and abide, or life is vain. I need thee, oh, I need. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee every hour, most holy one. Oh, make me thine indeed. Thou blessed Son. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. Thank you. I need thee, Lord, I need thee, every hour. We need him also this morning, his help, the moving and working of his Spirit amongst us. We need his word. We need his presence. May the Lord come to his right with each one of us this morning. Before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I read us one verse from the Holy Scripture, from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. First, I ask that we stand up for it while reading the word. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectively worketh also in you that believe. Amen. Praise and thanks be unto the name of the Lord, that we at this place are not hearing the words of men, opinions of men, creeds of men, commandments of men, but hearing the living, revealed, confirmed word of God. We are grateful for this privilege which he has given unto us. And our testimony is God's word is effectively working in us, in us who we believe. May the Lord bless us. It's my prayer. I ask Brother Schmidt now to come. Father in heaven, it remains, for you are still the same. We thank you that you, in times past, you have spoken to your people, but also us, you did not bypass, but you came into us, and you have given us grace to recognize the time and the hour in which we are living, O great God. We know the time speaks louder than any word, and we recognize that in our time, all the promises which you have given, Lord, are coming to fulfillment before our very eyes. But even more, that your holy word is reaching the ends of the earth, and that the people are hearing it, receiving it, thanking you for it. So give us, O Lord, together the strength, the power of your spirit to open our mouths, to give you the glory and the praise, Lord in heaven. Who or how and what can a man do? You are doing everything, also in our midst. Bless us today at this place. Bless also all those who are joining us online, listening now, watching worldwide, Lord, in all the countries, in all the languages. Oh God, be merciful and help us. But one thing we ask from you, O God, give grace now to him whom you have commissioned, Lord, to give out the food, O God. Give grace that we and all who are hearing it receive it, and thanking you for it, giving you the glory. O God, be merciful to all of us. Amen. We remain standing. Before Brother Thomas comes, we ask now that the parents are coming to the front with their child so that it can be dedicated. Please, tune in a chorus. Pardon? We give all the glory to Jesus. Let us sing.
And tell of his love, and tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus, and tell of his wonderful love.
Oh my goodness. Oh. Lord, Almighty God, we are looking up to the throne of grace, and we thank you that you, O Lord, are still the same today. At that time, you took the children into your arms. You dedicated them. You loved them. And now we ask you, bless the whole family. We consecrate this child unto you, the Almighty God. Be blessed and God dedicated for time and for eternity. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Very nice. Very nice. May God bless you. God bless you. Which language? Czech. Whom have we got here? Shall I pray in German? Lord Almighty God, also this child we dedicate unto you. You are omnipresent, almighty. Yes, bless the whole family. And this child may be dedicated unto you for time and for eternity. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. German? Mia, Lord Almighty God, also this child we bring to you and the whole family. Be merciful. Be merciful and bless. Be dedicated to the Lord for time and for eternity. And be blessed in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Very nice. You may be seated. Here are greetings. Let us sing a couple of choruses together. Chorus number 20. In the sweet by and by. Chorus number 20. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Number one, we come from the east and west. We come from the east and west. We come from the lands afar, to feast with the King, to dine as his guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face, aglow with light divine. Bless partakers of his grace, as gems in his crown to shine. We come from the east and west, we come from the lands afar, to feast with the King, to dine as his guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face, aglow with light divine. Blessed partakers of his grace, as gems in his crown to shine. Amen. Praise and thanks. Praise be to the Lord for this opportunity which we have now already to be connected with one another. And as we greeted all who are joining us online, also this morning, again, some greetings from them who are joined with us. Firstly, I would like to say that yesterday There were a couple of technical problems with the transmission at Facebook. We apologize. We have no influence to this. But once again, I may say, you have still some opportunities in the technique to join. Just inform about it yourself so that you are sure you have one of the three possibilities to connect. There were two prayer requests in the emails. Be sure that we read all the emails. Also the prayer requests, brothers and sisters. Brother Gianberto is greeting us from Brazil. Brother Joe from Peru. From the islands Turks and north of Haiti. From Canada. Brother Andre is greeting us. From Australia, Brother Lotika, from Russia, Brother Kolyarov, and some other brethren. Likewise, from the Ukraine, from Moldavia, and from Bielorussia, from Romania, the church from Donetsk is greeting us. Brother Christian, from Poland, the three brothers Mariusz, Marek, and Janek, from Hungary, Brother Lajos is sending greetings. From Finland, Brother Anthony. From Sweden, Brother Elias. From Ireland, Brother Solomon. From France, Brother Aaron and Eric. And Sister Helene. From Italy, Brother Vincenzo. And from Portugal, Brother Oleg. From Uganda, especially from the refugee camps there, the brethren, Elia. Eleteur, Shalom, and Janvier, from Morocco, Brother Lutris, from Rwanda, the brethren Martin, Chauffeur, and Elisee, from Mozambique, the brethren Los Santos, More, and Mateos, from Angola, two churches are greeting us, from Sao Remo, and Louis, from Burundi, the church is greeting us from Bujumbura, and the brethren Martin and Ilonidas. From the Ivory Coast, the church from Binouville, and the brethren Yapi, Richet, Jean-Claude, Alain Bar, Gatien, Esmel, and Joachim. From Nigeria, Brother Israel is greeting us. From Zimbabwe, the brethren Dazi, Nuashar, and Alan. From Madagascar, the brethren Faniri and Fetra. From the brother Badibanga. From Zambia, brother Paul and Robert. From Reunion, brother Alain. From Cameroon, the two brothers Martial and Marcel. And from Kenya, Brother Nyagi. From South Africa, the brethren Philemon, Brian, Motika, Lupondo, and Tabo, Alec, and Justin, and Bruce are sending greetings. And finally, from the two Congos, Sister Ruth, also Brother Kasongo, Alberto, Gola, Felix, Rashidi, Solomon, Gérard, Samuel, Jean, Freddy, Josué, Yannick, Geogracia, Etienne, Christian, Calon, Lomboto, Emmanuel, Cipra, Gabriel, Moshidi, Chabral, and Papi. May the Lord bless us all richly while we are hearing His word now. And may we experience what the Lord promised to us, everything, what we believe. Now, let us sing a chorus. Let us tune in. I love Him. I love Him. Amen. Now we have two songs, one in Russian and one in English. Please come now to the front. Sing us these songs. And then we will go into our word observation. It's of course the most important. Also by singing, we are glorifying the Lord. I would like to make use of the time, redeem the time. Please come quickly.
Just a very short. Yes. Yes, if you wish, please come and sing. Yes, yes.
Oh, Lord God, they are the ways of men, but we say you are the most high God. There is no like you. Oh, Lord God, they are the ways of men, but we say you are the most high God. There is no like you, Jehovah, you are the most high, Jehovah, you are the most high God, Jehovah, you are the most high, Jehovah, you are the most high God, Jehovah, you are the most high, Jehovah, you are the most high God.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes, the word Jehovah is from the year 1515. Before that, there was only Yahweh. But the falsification comes from the year 1515.
Издали нам сияет страна, в нее верою каждый войдет. Сам Спаситель ведет в небеса, свой искупленный верный народ. Вскоре Он нас ведет, вожделенный тот край наш родной. Вскоре Он нас ведет, вожделенный тот край наш родной. Там во славе небес далеко, от заботы печали земли, все поют, восхваляя Его, с чувством радостной чистой любви. Вскоре Он нас ведет, вожделенный тот край наш родной. Вскоре Он нас ведет, вожделенный тот край наш родной. Там и мы будем петь без конца, со святыми хвалу вознесем, за любовь и щедроты Отца, что сияют для нас день за днем. Вскоре Он нас ведет, вожделенный тот край наш родной. Вскоре Он нас ведет, вожделенный тот край наш родной. Бальдьявальд, о Вишин, верден вир ох торт юбет ангейн. Бальдьявальд, о Вишин, верден вир ох торт юбет ангейн. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. We shall meet on the beautiful shore.
Thank you. It's really like this, brothers and sisters. That we have arrived at the very last period of the time of grace. And that the return of our Lord is literally at the door. As our Lord said it in Luke 21 and Matthew 24 in particular. When you see these things coming to pass, also in reference to Israel, that the Jews are returning from all nations into the land of promise. And the Lord said, when these things happen, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near, and that the Lord in the Old Testament has given the last promise that he would send a prophet like Elijah before the day of the Lord, before the sun turns into darkness, and before the moon turns into blood, before the day of the Lord breaks forth. God wanted to send a man like Elijah, who restores all things before God. And this took place. This we may testify of. In the New Testament, our Lord in Matthew 17 and Mark chapter 9, he confirmed it in verse 11, 17. Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. And in the book of Acts chapter 3, in reference to our Lord, him the heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets. So we thank the Lord that in this confused time, we can hear the true and clear word of God. And as we know, the Lord, of course, in the past, especially since the Reformation, time and again, and already before that, time and again, he used certain men who brought the word in their time until into our time, when he has given the commission to our beloved Brother Branham, that the message which was given to him from the word would forerun the second coming of Christ. And this truly took place in all these past decades, that the original divine message was preached to all nations and tongues. And now, the Lord of course said it, now the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all nations for a witness. This took place. We can say this scripture is fulfilled before our very eyes. And therefore, by faith and being fully convinced, we can say our Lord comes soon. We can say to one another, Maranatha. And now it's really about the preparation of the true believers unto the glorious day of the return of our Lord. We all know in John 14, our Lord has given the promise, I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And then Paul lines out in 1 Thessalonians, in chapter 4, he sets forth how it will be, how it will take place when the Lord returns, namely, in accompany with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. The Lord shall speak a mighty word, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we, who we are alive and remain from our mortal bodies, we will be changed and we will meet the Lord in the air, entering the marriage supper in glory, being with the Lord for all times. We are grateful to the Lord God that He has visited His people so graciously, and in all the revivals, especially since the Reformation, there were many people who believed what was preached in their time, receiving it, believing it, and experiencing it. And in the same way, it is in our time. Now, only he who believes with all his heart that the Lord God, before the return of Jesus Christ, has brought and given the message of the word, that everything would be placed in an order again as it was 2,000 years ago in the New Testament church. And that all, every doctrine, everything was restored. And we are brought into agreement with every word of God by grace. When we think on all the questions which were brought to me at this weekend, some would like to know what we eat and drink, what we can eat and drink. One question of a young brother from Africa. He says, how shall I say to the hairdresser who shall cut my hair? I cannot. My hair are growing up to the top. How can people have just that trouble? Whether old or young, with clothing, with drinking and eating, with this and that. Please, please. All these things, let it be second. And let us experience our preparation, taking it seriously. And I have to say it. I have to say it. To say it with Paul together, you all know what he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I would like to present Christ a chaste virgin, not a virgin which commits spiritual fornication, but which is pure and holy, washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified in the Word of God. This is our efforts in this time concerning drinking and eating. I just have to read it to you so that all know it. What is written in the book of Acts, chapter 15, what was decided there. Here, Acts, chapter 15, from verse 28, it's written, Acts 15, from verse 28,
es ist nämlich des Heiligen Geistes.
For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us. So, not what we as brethren decided, but it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. Necessary, which are very, very necessary. They must be obeyed. Four things are listed. Verse 29. That ye abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which, if ye keep yourselves, ye shall do well. Fare ye well. So, no discussion anymore about eating and drinking, but as we read, it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us, the four things which are necessary. And as then, so also now, we take it to heart. Everything else, may everyone decide for himself. We all know, in various nations, of course, many different things are eaten. And Paul said, the kingdom of God is, of course, not in eating and drinking, but in peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. We all know there are people who in the Old Testament read there what God called clean and what God called unclean. He who likes to eat like this, may he do it with all his heart. Paul said, eating is sanctified by the word of God and by prayer. So, these four things, Let us take them to heart and keep them. No meats offered to idols. No meat, no blood, no meat strangled. And of course, absolutely no unclean life, no fornication, but living a life well-pleasing to God, so that we can stand before God also with our lives. And this, of course, Paul emphasized in Ephesians, that we should put off the old man before we can put on the new man, who is created after God's image in holiness. Created. Let us take the things seriously, and as believers, let us not live an unbelieving life, but being in conformity with the Word of God. And as Paul said also in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, he described it, because of fornication, every man shall have his own wife, and every wife shall have her own husband. This God decided and put in order like this. And we wish all who have to make a decision that they make this decision in the will of the Lord without having doubts, in perfect faith, to live a life in harmony. Then we have another question, especially concerning the ministry in the church. And here we have a very big trouble with the translations. In the various Bibles, words are mentioned differently. Now, just one example. In all Bibles, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, it's written, God has set into the church apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. That's how it is written in the Bible, in our Bibles. But if the Bible was translated from the Latin and not from the Hebrew, then the word pastor is written. Pastor, pastor, pastor is written. But in our Bibles, the word pastor is not a single time written, because the Hebrew word pastor means shepherd, shepherd, who is set into the church to keep the sheep, a shepherd. And therefore, we have the trouble with the translations. Perhaps I will have to write it once to show what is written in the original. And this I don't say because we have the German language here. But all from the Latin world, they never liked the language Hebrew because their attitude was against the Jews from the very beginning. But the Netherlands, the Dutch, like Erasmus and Luther, and who they were, they knew the Hebrew language, and they took the Hebrew original text, and they translated from it. And therefore, we are coming to various translations here and there. And may God give grace that all understand it correctly. For instance, the word church. If we go to Exodus, gather ye my people, and the gathered group was the called out church, called out under the blood, the redeemed flock. This was a gathering. At that time, not the word church was used, but the word ecclesia. The word ecclesia means the called out, separated ones, consecrated to the Lord, a church congregation. And if we go back there to the origin, even in Hebrews, it's not written, don't leave your church, don't leave your congregation. It says, don't miss your gathering together. Gather ye my people. In the English language, the Americans have the word assemblies of God. They used assemblies of God, where His people are gathering to hear His word, receiving it, to believe it. May the Lord God really give grace. And especially two scriptures now, which I would like to read now, so that all know how difficult it is from translate from other translations to say the same things as from the translations which come from the Hebrew. And therefore, we are very grateful to the Lord God for every holy and precious word, which in general is in harmony. Gather ye my people, the called out, separated ones, the consecrated ones. Gather me them, so that they may hear my word. Once again, therefore, don't miss your assembling together, even the more as you expect the return of the Lord. But about these things, it's not worth it to spend time. But I say it openly and freely now. Our task is not to say what is said in all the denominations. I give you one example. Even into my time, who I was in the Baptist church, 1948, there was the word pastor not mentioned at all, whether with the Methodists, Baptists, in all the free Pentecostal churches. It was the preacher. In the state church, it was the pastor. But then it was the preacher who preached the word of God. And this remained like this until this very day. And therefore, I say this for the sake of the brethren in all the various languages. They have big trouble there. The pastor is the head in the church, and the pastor. Yes? I'm grateful to God that no one until this very day called me pastor, but everyone called me Brother Frank. I'm just so happy. Very nice that in all these things we can go back to the Word. Now, let me read some scriptures, and I hope really that all brethren in all peoples and tongues are taking it to heart, that it's not about here to know things better, to be puffed up. No, it is about to say it correctly and to know it correctly, placing it correctly. And we all know, when Paul, be it Titus, or be it Philemon, whomever he sent, then not to consecrate a pastor, but to set in elders. And when Paul made his final speech, he called the elders to himself, because the elders had the responsibility in the local church. All the other ministries are over the local ministry, but the elders have the responsibility in the local church. Brothers and sisters, I just hope that all brothers, all ministering brethren, understand everything correctly. And forgive me when I say this now. Also, within the message, so-called, the pastor, and the pastor takes all the tithes. And in every message church, two boxes are standing there. The one box is for the tithe, and the other box is for the offering. And the tithe fully is brought into the house of the pastor. I watched it with my own eyes. The wife of the pastor just waited until the last one left the building, and then she came with her basket and went there and put everything into her bag. I watched it personally. It's not correct. The tithe belongs into the corn house, and all the ministering brethren should get their part of it. I cannot do otherwise. I just have to say it, that we cannot remain in the old nature, but also in this regard, everything has to put in order in the church, so that we come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge. Now, let us read a couple of scriptures. And brothers and sisters, it's really very on my heart that all make their personal experiences of salvation with God. Teaching comes after the conversion. We cannot teach anyone into the kingdom of God, but firstly, preach the gospel, and he who believes and is baptized, he shall be saved, and then teach all nations. Firstly, we must make our personal experience of salvation, a conversion, a new birth, a renewing, experiencing by his grace, to have part in the last moving of God. And God will give grace to it, that we understand everything correctly, and that no unconformity is anymore amongst the ministering brethren. Because only the ministering brethren bring in the divisions among the people. And then the groups are coming up. And then that happens, what Brother Branham has said. Then it's no more the elect church. Then it's a lodge where some things are proclaimed as certain hobby horses and things like that. May God give grace that all who believe God now, that everything is placed in an order also in the local churches. In Hebrews, we read in chapter 10, Hebrews 10, from verse 19, Hebrews 10, verse 19 and 20, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus entering the Holy of Holies. Every time we can put the finished work of redemption into the center. God was in Christ and redeemed us, reconciled us with himself, forgiving us all sins, and the chastisement was laid upon him so that we might have peace, and by his stripes we were healed. Let us read it once again. Having therefore, having you and I, all of us, worldwide, having therefore, dear brothers, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. By a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, through his flesh. Our Lord came into the body of flesh because we have sinned, because we are in the body of flesh. And here he accomplished the redemption so that also our body is submitted to the will of God. That there's no resistance, no opposition in us when it is about God's holy word. Then we have here in Hebrews 10, in verse 23, we have the mighty words. Hebrews 10, verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful who promised. Let us hold fast without wavering. Doesn't matter what comes or goes, whatever trials and tests are coming upon us, without wavering. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And to them who love God, all things work together for good. And therefore, let us take it to heart what is written here in verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. To this we can say hallelujah and amen. God can never break his word. God is true, and whatever he promised, it remains like it. It remains like this. And the apostle lines it out even more precise in Hebrews 10, verse 36. Hebrews 10, verse 36. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Also this word is so important after doing the will of God. Thy will be done in heaven as on earth. Thy will be done in my life. Up to eating and drinking, to the practical life one can go. Thy will be done. That what is pleasing in your presence, with which I can stand in your presence, this shall happen. Let us read it once again. For ye have need of patience. Now, just be honest. When we think about it, how many years have passed since 1933? When the Lord, through the supernatural light, as Brother Branham said, thousands of eyes have seen this light coming down at 14 hours when Brother Branham baptized. And to him was given then the commission to bring the last message which would forerun the second coming of Christ. Oh, how many years have passed. And therefore it's written here that we should endure, for ye have need of endurance. And we thank the Lord that he has not come yet. Just imagine, he would have come already 1977 or sometime. Oh, how many of us and worldwide would not then be part of it? God is not slack with his promise, but he doesn't want that some are lost, but he's waiting that the last ones are called, that they are added, and so that the number gets complete, and so that then the trump can sound, and that the Lord can return to take his own home. Let us take it to heart, what is written here. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. And then in 1 Peter chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Who are kept by the power of God, ready to be revealed in the last time. Everything is ready. Everything is ready. What God has purposed in his plan. The rapture. Everything is already decided by God. I say it once again. We are grateful that the Lord has included all the nations and languages. As he said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, he said to Abraham, in thee all kindreds of the earth shall be blessed. And so we believe that now all the nations of the earth are hearing the last message. And he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches as the last call, that all are coming out. Ye, my people, come out be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. Then I will receive you. So, verse 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith, and as we read, unto salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. And we believe that we are living in the last time, and that we have heard the last message, and everything was placed in an order. Every subject, Godhead, water baptism, Lord's Supper, all Bible subjects, all biblical doctrines have been put anew upon the lampstand and were proclaimed. We have been totally delivered from the Babylonian captivity. No confusion anymore. No deception. But the clear and holy word of God, in which we are sanctified by His grace. Then, verse 6, we read, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, and we ask ourselves, sometimes in our heavy trials, we say, must this be? Is this really necessary? When I think about it, through how many slanders I had to go through. One could ask, had this to be? What have the people of it? But if it is written here, that wherein that the return of the Lord was decided and will happen at the purpose time, about this we should greatly rejoice, although now for a little season, if it must be this way. Yes, sometimes it must be this way, as it is. As this German song goes, never doubt God's word. Don't murmur. Whatever He promised comes to fulfillment. Only believe, as the German song goes. Then, it's written in closing of verse 6, that He is with us even in tribulations and trials. Let's go now to 1 John chapter 2, verse 28, a very well-known, important scripture. 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. This is a very, very mighty scripture, which we all should take to heart. Let us read it once again, and it shall happen by His grace. 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. And now, when everything is upside down, the whole world doesn't know anymore how things will go on. And we all, of course, noticed what is with the governments, with China, with this and that, with especially with the sickness, the pestilence from China. We all notice, of course, that nothing is anymore as it was. Also the climate change. Sunday evening, when we returned, when we left Zurich, we looked on the temperature. At the evening, 17 degrees above zero. When was there ever a February in my time? Yes, to the Lord be the thanks. All this must be this way. The climate change, global warming, everything must come this way. Because in Isaiah 30, verse 26, is written that when the Lord God brings his people Israel back into the land of promise, then the sun shall be seven times brighter. Brothers and sisters, in our time, Bible prophecy is being fulfilled worldwide. And we thank the Lord for it, that we have open eyes and open ears, that we may hear and see. For both, our Lord said, they have eyes and see not, and they have ears and hear not. And then he turns to his disciples and says, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. God has given grace that we can see, that we can hear, that we can experience and witness everything personally, that we can be witnesses of that what is happening in our time. Then we read on in 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, now are we the children of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. He is even written, when this revelation is fulfilled, we will be like him. One brother, I mentioned it here before, in Virginia, USA, one brother told me, Brother Frank, when you have the revelation of the rapture, then you are raptured. But here we see, when the rapture, when that happens, what God connected with it, when it really happens, not a theory, not an interpretation, but it will happen this way as the Lord said it and predicted it in his word. When the revelation, when he shall appear, when it becomes reality, then it's written here, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And this happens at the rapture, when the Lord returns to take us home. Now, something very important for our ministering brethren worldwide. From 1 John, chapter 4. 1 John, chapter 4, verse 2. 1 John, chapter 4, verse 2.
Daran könnt ihr,
hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. We all know what is being taught in the church history, but we believe that Jesus Christ has come in the body of flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we saw, we beheld His glory. This text refers to the first coming of our beloved Lord and Savior. Now, let us read on. 1 John chapter 4, verse 6. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. It's a fact which is very important. John knew that he was under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and that what he has preached is God's holy word. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Brothers and sisters, this is one of the most serious words which can be read and heard. He who is of God heareth us, who we are preaching by the commission of God, who we are under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And he who is not of God heareth not us. And thereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. He who is born of God, that's how it is written, born of the word and spirit, born again unto a living hope. He who is born of God has the nature of God, the connection to God. As in the natural, the sons and daughters have the connection, so also we by grace have the connection to God. And let us say this once again and emphasizing it, brothers and sisters. He who is not of God hears also in this time not us. He will bypass us. He will bypass what God revealed. He is not interested in it at all, what is being preached in Krefeld in the mission center. But he who is born of God, he who has the Spirit of God, the divine life, the reconciliation, the forgiveness, experiencing everything, he is of God. And all who are of God will hear the word of God. And then, one can underline it. Thereby we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Thereby, whether one hears or whether one hears not, receiving or not receiving, believing or not believing, the unbelief is just terrible. And as our Lord said in John 8, verse 24, if ye don't believe that I am He, ye shall die in your sin. Unbelief pulls the natural death after himself. faith is connected with God and receives and accepts what God has said in His Word. Let us read this last part once again. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. May God give it that in every one of us, in all who believe the divine message, that the spirit of truth may rule and reign, that nothing else, no error can be there anymore. Either the truth or error, both cannot exist together. And therefore, may God give grace that we may have received the spirit of truth. And now comes a very important word. One could read some other scriptures to it. How the man of God has put everything in an order. Listen closely. And here, we have the problem with the translations again. 2 John. 2 John. We read from verse 7. 2 John. Verse 7. And please, let me say it directly now. What we read before that was referring to the first coming of the Lord. But this verse refers to the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. Second Epistle of John, verse 7. And onward. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ cometh, not has come, but cometh. In most translations, the text is in the same way as it is at the first, with the first coming of Christ. Is come. No. Cometh. The first coming of Christ is 2,000 years ago. Now it is about that we believe with all our hearts that the same Jesus who rose from the dead and who before the eyes of the disciples went up into heaven, that the same Jesus returns in his resurrection body as he has gone up into heaven. All are teaching that the Lord has come already. You can forget it. You can judge it. The return of the Lord will be the mightiest event which ever will take place. Let us read it once again so that we all take it to heart. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ cometh in the flesh. This is very, very important, that the same Jesus will return, not a doctrine. And some Branhamites, they are preaching Revelation 10 is fulfilled already, the Lord has come already. No, when the Lord comes, we go up and we believe what is written. That Jesus Christ cometh in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an Antichrist. All who say that the Lord came already, that Revelation 10 is already fulfilled, they are deceivers. And they are part of the Antichrist. We believe, as the scripture says it, and we confess that our Lord will return personally as the Savior to take the saved home. And then we read in verse
8,
look to yourselves, look to yourselves, that you lose not those things which ye have wrought, but that you receive a full reward. Don't go into any discussion about God's word. It is not discussed about. God's word is preached. God's word is believed as it is written. And all ministering brethren, when they come into my office, and when they want to discuss something in the office, I cannot do it. Until this day, I had not one discussion about one word, about one scripture. Not one. I cannot do it. God's word is clear and true. And all who are of God receive and accept. Now, just in verse 9, brothers and sisters, and 10, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, in the doctrine that he, our Redeemer, will return in the same body of flesh. Whoever does not abide in this doctrine of Christ has not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. Whoever does not abide in the absolute biblical doctrine has not God. He can speak about God. He can sing about God. Whatever, he can preach about God. No, he has not God because he is in a false doctrine, and God cannot be present in any false doctrine. He has not God. Then, verse 10, it's even written, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither greet him. This is a very serious matter. So, no false preacher has room in our houses, in our dwelling places. No, God's holy word, which was preached and which we believe with all our hearts, everything else remains outside. And as we said many times, brothers and sisters, God will never put his seal on anyone who is in error, who is in strange doctrines. It's impossible. We can only meet God in the truth. As we read, he who is in the truth and who hears the truth and believes the truth which we have preached, he is of God. And him, God's word, is revealed by grace. Let us summarize what we tried to say at this weekend. Yesterday, we had the 28th of February, 1963, we mentioned it, when the supernatural cloud came down, and when Brother Branham received the instruction to return to Jeffersonville so that the seals can be opened. And here, brothers and sisters, we have such a problem with all who have their own interpretations. For instance, when Brother Branham reads, now the Lamb left the mercy seat, then comes the doctrine, they made the doctrine out of it, that the Lamb left 1963 in March, the mercy seat. You can hear a thunder brother here. You can hear him say, time of grace is no more. Time of grace is only in the believers. Otherwise, there is no grace because the Lamb has left the mercy seat. But Brother Ram just read what John has seen and what will take place. And God alone decides when it will happen, what was revealed. This God alone decides. I just cannot stand any misunderstandings. I cannot stand it. It's a thing. But thanks be to God. All the true believers, they take God's word seriously. They don't believe any interpretation. And especially then not when such brothers are even claiming that the prophet said, then you have the right to ask, where is this written in the word of God? Because the prophet, a couple of times, he said, don't receive anything unless it is written in the word of God. In the same way, with the seven thunders. Ah, we don't want to spend time with these things. But when it is written, in Revelation 10, it's written that the Lord descends as the angel of the covenant when the millennial reign will start, as the original owner putting his feet upon land and sea, then the seven thunders will utter their voices. Of course, not 1963 or 1977 or 2012 or 2019. No, when the scripture finds its fulfillment, oh, how grateful we should be that we remained sober and clear, believing precisely as the scripture has said, leaving everything in the connection, in the context in which it is written. Anyway, it will happen after the rapture, and God himself will look for the right things. We believe everything. What is for our time, and as I had to recognize before that, emphasize, let us make our personal experiences of salvation that we really can say with all our hearts, now, Lord, I don't let you go except you bless me. I don't let you go except you deliver me, except you heal me, except you bless me. Just as Jacob, he wrestled with God, supplicating until the morning broke through to him. And then it happened. Then God put him hit him on the hip, and then the wrestling was worth it. The sun rose for him. Jacob means a deceiver. Somebody who deceives others. Who deceived his brother Esau. And he came to the birthright like this. But then, out of Jacob became Israel, the fighter for God. The fighter for God. May it touch our hearts, brothers and sisters, that we all really experience the Lord, wrestling with our Lord. Also while weeping, saying to the Lord, "Dear Lord, I don't let you go, except you give me salvation, the assurance that I am your inheritance. Believe in the precious blood of the new covenant which our Lord shed. Believe in the forgiveness. Believe in the reconciliation. Believe that the salvation was given to us freely." Let us emphasize it once again. Uprightly, sincerely, we can say before God, we believe every word of God. And whoever is of God believes God. You all know. Unbelief and disobedience, God has put the curse on it. Upon faith and obedience, God has put the blessing on it. May all, even some are here for the first time, may all experience the grace of God today. As it is written of our Lord and Savior, as many as received Him, to them He gave power to become the children of God. Namely on Him, on them who believe on His name. Take the scriptures to heart. Read them once again while praying. And ask the Lord that everything what was written, that it becomes the revealed and holy word. And no one needs any private teaching in some seminary. We have been taught by God Himself, by the precious and holy word of God. Let us say it once again. Let us say it. God has sent His servant and prophet to restore all things in the New Testament church. And as sure as the New Testament church has started with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, so sure the New Testament church, now before the return of Jesus Christ, she will be completed by the most mighty working of the Holy Spirit which ever existed on the earth. Amen. Thus it is written, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And as sure as the Lord God said it, so sure it will take place. May I hear your amen? Are we part of the elect? Are we part of them who believe the word? Are we of God? Then we believe God's holy word. We don't look on circumstances, but we look. Although we have to go through the very hard trials, we know the Lord is with us. Important is that we are crowned at the end. And I thank the Lord. I know it. I know it 100%. The result of the last message will be that the bride of the Lamb will appear without spot, without wrinkle, before the bridegroom. And it will be fulfilled. Those who were ready went in to the marriage supper, and the door was closed. The preaching is going on now, so that we are made ready, having an inner agreement to every word of God. And thus, the will of God can happen in our lives by His grace. To Him, our Savior, be the glory throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us thank our Lord. Perhaps our two sisters and also Brother Jean-Claude can come singing us the chorus. I forgot to mention and welcome all, also our brother from Angola, our brother Emmanuel, Brother Michael, and all the brothers, our brothers from Georgia, all brothers, please, you shall know it. We belong together. We will meet the Lord together. May God bless all brothers who in various languages are ministering to the Lord and who are giving out the spiritual food. Our Lord is faithful. Also our brethren from Italy, may God bless you. May God bless all from Bulgaria, all who are here today, especially after a long time. Perhaps they are here for the first time. Also from the Netherlands, from everywhere. God the Lord led it in such a way that we can come together from all peoples and tongues, coming together at this place, so that all nations and tongues can also listen and watch worldwide. May the blessing of God rest upon all of us.
Gestärkt diesen, bist du heil und neu, bist du rein durch das heilandes Blut.
Are you washed by the blood?
Bist du neu geboren von der Knechtschaft?
Are you born again?
Bist du rein
delivered
durch
from bondage?
Das heilandes Blut? Bist du rein?
Are you clean?
Durch das Blut.
Are you pure by the blood?
Rein durch Jesu erlösendes Blut.
Washed by the blood of the Lamb.
Ist dein Kleid schon helle, ist es weiß.
Is your garment
Schnee?
Clean?
Bist du rein
is
durch
it
des
white
Heilandes
as
Blut?
Snow? Are you washed in the blood?
Czyt twój grzech już zmyty, czyś tu czysty
Polish.
Już. Czy Cię Jezus już obmył swą krwią? Masz w swym sercu pokój, czy się lękasz?
Do you have peace in your heart?
Czy Cię Jezus już obmył swą krwią? Czyś Ty już świętą krwią? Z wszystkich grzechów obmyty i win. Jest twa szata czysta, biała jako śnieg. Obmył ją świętą krwią Boży Syn. Wenn der Bräutigam kommt, ist dein Herz bereit.
When the bridegroom comes, is your heart ready? Are you washed in the blood?
Stehst im heil'gen Schmuck du und im weißen Kleid, rein und hell.
Do you have your wedding garment on?
Blut.
Is it decorated?
Bist du rein durch das Blut?
Are you clean?
Rein durch Jesus.
Are you washed by the blood of Jesus?
ist dein Kleid schon heller, ist es weiß wie Schnee. Bist
is your garment white as snow?
Heilandes Blut. A gdy Pan nasz przyjdzie, czyś gotowy iść? Czy Cię Jezus już obmył swą krwią? Czyś Go przyjąć gotów i z Nim chwałę wnieść? Czy Cię Jezus już obmył swą krwią? Czyś Ty już świętą krwią z wszystkich grzechów obmyty i win? Jest Twa szata czysta, biała jako śnieg. Obmył ją świętą krwią Boży Syn. Bist du rein?
Are you washed
durch das Blut?
In the blood?
Rein durch Jesu erlösendes Blut.
The redeeming blood of Jesus.
Ist dein Kleid schon
is your garment clean?
Is it white
as snow?
Bist du rein durch des
Are you pure by the blood of the Lamb?
Bist du rein durch das Blut, rein durch Jesu erlösendes Blut. Ist dein Kleid schon heller, ist es weiß wie Schnee, bist du rein durch des heilandes Blut.
Amen.
Amen. Come, sing us now in French the chorus which we all can tune in with all our hearts, tuning in all the languages. Praise and thanks be to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Jesus comes soon, they have sung. Thanks be to the Lord. Now we will ask some brothers to come to the front and to thank. We ask our brother from Georgia just come to the front and to thank the Lord here. Our brother Emmanuel, that he also comes. And also brother Michael and all the various brothers, if you feel to be led, then come to the front and thank the Lord. Then I was asked whether there will be a baptism today. It was not planned, but if some are here who would like to be baptized, then the water baptism can take place. The water is here. What does us hinder to baptize? May I ask whether somebody would like to be baptized? Who sees it? Some are here. Some. Two. Are there some? All right. Brother Ziegler, then you can today baptize. To the Lord be the thanks. Is Brother Gilbert, Brother Didier, Brother Tati, please come. Who comes to thank the Lord? And we greet also Brother Etienne Genton and all who are joined with us in the Lord. We wish all brothers who are in the ministry God's blessing with all our hearts. Our brother who travels to Cuba and South America, God bless you. I shall not mention his name. Our brother who will go to Dubai and Saudi Arabia, God bless you. Our brother who will travel to India, we also wish God's blessing. We are grateful to God with all our hearts that everywhere the word is preached. Tell him, Brother Schmidt, that we are happy that he is here today. And we are joined in the Lord. Although we didn't speak many words with one another, God blessed you and he made you a blessing. And if you would like to say a few words, then please. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this meeting. This is a living word for me. I thank you for everything. And once again, be greeted in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Take greetings with you. Somebody else. Somebody else who would like to thank here. Please, Brother Tati, come you and thank the Lord. We have much reason to thank our Lord.
Our Heavenly Father,
unser himmlischer Vater,
we thank you for the word of God.
Wir danken dir für das Wort Gottes.
As we heard,
wie wir gehört haben,
we believe the return of Jesus Christ.
Wir glauben an die Wiederkunft Jesu Christi.
As coming in the flesh.
Er wird im Fleischesleibe wiederkommen.
The same Jesus,
derselbe Jesus,
that rose on the third day,
der am dritten Tage auferstanden ist,
and remain with the disciples 40 days
und mit den Jüngern 40 Tage
and went up in the heaven
und hinaufging in den Himmel
at the right hand of God
und zu rechten Gottes sitzt,
is the same Jesus,
ist derselbe Jesus
that will soon come back.
Der sehr bald wiederkommen wird.
We thank you for this word,
wir danken dir für diese Worte,
that we have received as the word of God,
die wir als Gottes Wort aufgenommen haben,
not as the word of man,
nicht Worte eines Menschen,
because you say to your servant,
denn du sagtest von deinen Knechten,
I will send you from city to city,
ich werde euch von Stadt zu Stadt senden,
to preach my words,
mein Wort verkündigen,
not the word of man,
nicht die Worte eines
but
Menschen,
my words,
sondern meine Worte.
Let us be sanctified,
lass uns geheiligt werden,
in these words,
in diesem Wort.
We want to be ready,
wir möchten bereit
we want
sein.
To take part in the rapture.
Wir möchten teilhaben in
help
der
us, Lord.
Entrückung.
We need you.
Wir brauchen dich, Herr.
And we know
und wir wissen,
you are faithful.
Du bist treu.
You began.
Du hast angefangen.
You will complete.
Und du wirst vollenden.
You are Alpha.
Du bist Alpha.
The Omega.
Und Omega.
You are the beginning.
Du bist der Anfang.
The end.
Und das Ende.
You were.
Du warst.
You are.
Du bist.
You will be.
Und du wirst sein.
Thank you for all.
Dank sei dir für
bless
alles.
Worldwide.
Wir segnen weltweit.
In the holy name.
In dem heiligen Namen.
Of Jesus Christ.
Jesu Christus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Ja, wir geben allen Grüße mit. Allen Grüße mit. Ja, ist unser Bruder Arben heute hier? Is Brother Arben here?
Is Brother Arben in our midst?
Notre Père Céleste, Dieu Tout-Puissant.
Unser himmlischer Vater und allmächtiger Gott.
Our Heavenly Father and Almighty God. Our heart is very touched, which we could hear at this weekend. Lord, you have spoken to us in a very mighty way. We thank you for the true testimony which we could hear. You have revealed yourself in this time, and we confess that we receive this testimony coming from you, and we thank you that all this is true. Our God, we thank you also for the Spirit of Truth. You have connected us with the Spirit of Truth, for we are the children of truth, and we are walking in the truth. And we turn away from every error. Our God, we thank you for the tool which you used to bring your testimony. He is an eye and ear witness of all what you have done in this generation. It's grace which you have given to us. We have access to that what you are doing right now. We thank you for this commission. And we thank you for the large number of corrections which we heard today. For you are washing your bride by the washing of the word. And we accept and let ourselves be cleansed and purified by the word. You will present yourself a bride without spot, without wrinkle. Nothing like this. A bride which is holy without spot. May your name be glorified. We believe, Lord, that we have been blessed at this weekend in particular. You have blessed us in a manifold way. And we go from this place as being blessed. For you said that the blessing follows faith and obedience. Strengthen each one of us and bless each one of us. Give us grace that we think about the things which we have heard and that we submit under it. And we are waiting that you will answer from heaven and that you will reveal yourself. Be blessed. Be praised. And we prayed in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Is our song leader here? Our brother Eric? Perhaps we sing together a choir song. Perhaps he has a song in the English language so that we can all tune in. I don't know how you feel. I have the impression that the presence of God is in this building, that God really is present and that He's doing great things. He did already whilst preaching, He did do great things. Singers, come to the front. For the glory of the Lord, we can thank the Lord in all the languages, giving Him the glory. Afterward, we call to the front who would like to come and who would like to be baptized. And then we slowly will come to the end. Thanks be to God. God has done great things. Today, God has done great things. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Now we sing the chorus, Just As I Am. And all who would like to be baptized, come to the front. And whoever needs prayer can also come. You would like to be baptized? All right. Are there some for whom we can pray who don't want to be baptized? You consecrated your life to the Lord? Thanks be to Him. Please come a bit closer. Which language do you speak? Romanian? Brother Ziegler, where are you? You all believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Also you consecrated your life to the Lord. Also you, young brothers, you all know what means, what baptism means, to make a covenant of a good conscience with God. That you really dedicate your life to the Lord. That your conscience is no more judging you, condemning you, but that you have a free conscience, receiving forgiveness by faith. But you are still too young. We don't baptize children. We don't baptize children. And so, may God give grace. May God give grace that it is a covenant of a good conscience with God by the power of the redemption and by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Let us pray together. Lord Almighty God, we thank you with all our hearts for this weekend. And we pray for all brothers and sisters in all nations and languages worldwide. Call the last ones out. Yes, may your people be gathered to hear your word, experiencing their preparation. And we thank you, dear Lord, that it is written that you yourself will complete your work with great might and glory. The whole meeting may be consecrated to you. Also all of Europe, the whole world may be consecrated to you, all the believers, all who receive and accept your word, all who found grace in thy sight. Lord, we thank you for the last message, for the last call, and we thank you that you have opened our ears, our eyes, our hearts, so that we may believe, as the scripture has said, no explanations, no interpretations, not receiving anything like this, but only receiving God's original holy word, believing it. Dear Lord, bless all who now will travel home, and bless in particular those who are going to be baptized. Be God dedicated for in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us sing Hallelujah. be praised.
Amen.